Chelsea Surrey with Nick Wallace.
Now, what's the state of your cat? No, not that cat. This kind. The one that's on the bottom of your car. It has become a target for criminals. To find out what we can do to protect our catalytic converters, we can say hello to our reporter, Alex Stevanovic. She's out in the BBC Surrey car park with Inspector Roger Neild from Surrey Police.
Can you tell us exactly what one is and what it does on a car?
A catalytic converter is part of the exhaust system from the engine to the exhaust tailpipe, and it removes a lot of the harmful gases, about 80% of the harmful gases, before they go into the atmosphere.
And where is it and what does it look like?
It's usually a metal box which is between the engine and the exhaust.
Shall we have a look?
Yeah, let's.
Right, we've got a car down here, so I'm just crouching down, trying my best to not get dirty. And, yeah, so here it is. Can you just point to me, Roger, where the cat would be?
Yes, certainly. Here you go, from the back of the car. You've got the exhaust box, and it's just next to that.
I don't know if you can hear that, but I'm tapping on the exhaust right now, and it's right next to that. Now, there's been a growing number of thefts of these kind of things. Why and how are they being taken?
The reason is that the catalytic converter uses precious metals, small amounts of precious metals, as well as ceramics, to remove these poisonous, dangerous gases. And the reason they're being taken is because scrap metal prices for such things are very high at the moment.
And how are they taken?
As I said, people are going underneath and hacking through the exhaust system just to take the catalytic converter, and they can cause a lot of damage whilst they're doing this. Sometimes they damage the thieves damage the wiring that runs underneath the car as well, or disable the alarm by entering the cab of the vehicle and damaging the electrics there.
Are they worth a lot of money? How much for the average cat?
Well, if you had to replace it, you might be looking at a replacement price of £1,000. But if you were selling it as a thief, you'd probably only get up to 100.
How do you know if your cat's been stolen? What are the clues without actually getting under the car and seeing it stolen?
You will notice a horrendous noise, because it's just like if your exhaust blows or has gone. The exhaust gases escape straight into the atmosphere, and the noise and the performance of the vehicle is badly affected.
And what kind of places are these cats being taken from? Where are they being stolen from?
Well, we've had them taken from supermarket car parks, from outside people's home addresses, car parking generally overnight, because it probably takes 10-15 minutes or slightly longer to steal a catalytic converter, and you don't really want to be interrupted whilst you're trying to do that, which is the aim of the police.
And finally, Roger, what can we do to protect our cats?
Well, the best thing we can do at the moment is to mark them. They're not marked, they don't have a serial number, which makes it difficult for us when we stop people transporting them. We're looking now to run a system in Surrey of marking catalytic converters with a ceramic type of paint, which cooks onto the catalytic converter, because part of the exhaust system gets very hot, and then you register it with an online company, and at that stage, if your catalytic converter gets stolen, there's a greater chance that we be able to prevent its resale or catch the thief.
Gents, thanks very much indeed. Two men there lying underneath a car conducting a radio interview. Don't panic if you own a Honda Jazz and it's parked in the BBC Surrey car park. They're not trying to nick it. They're trying to do some helpful public service. That was Alex Stevanovic out in the BBC Surrey car park with Inspector Roger Neild from Surrey Police. And if you want to find out how you can get this ceramic marking on your catalytic converter in order to make it safer and act as a deterrent to thieves, then contact Surrey Police.